This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Is this just a situation where you're going to cut a bunch of our blurbs out of context?
No, because then there would be blisters in awkward places, which would be terrible.
Oh, here we go. That is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen.
Listen to The Nerd with Adam, Will, and Amanda.
Why did I get top billing? I don't deserve top billing.
Because out of the two of us, you're the one she likes better.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
I'm 8 months pregnant. Put another one in me.
And that's when she figured out that I had taken drugs.
How are all of you? We're going to do a promo, but we're just going to talk sex.
I got to see your dick.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
She cooked dinner for me in lingerie, which hopefully she doesn't listen to this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
This podcast phenomenon is sweeping the nation, and we're all up on the bandwagon with the plethora of episodes at nerd.pantspending.com.
Willem Dafoe gives me a lady boner.
Blue Chew is bullshit, by the way.
Listen to The Nerd. It's not the worst thing that can happen to you. Is that a good no? It takes effort to do a promo.
Yeah.
And I think we knew that before.
Although I feel like we could just put that part in.
Yeah.
That along with the nerdy thing Adam said and me with the sexy voice. There you go. There's your promo, Will. Congratulations.
The Nerd. I'm sorry.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm. Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, Mixmaster and DJ Zeastwood, with Sophie Tomey on the news and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host, he's just happy he doesn't have a friend who's dating triplets, Deese Casillas.
Malav Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is a social hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming back for another episode. With me, as always, Sophie Tomey, Jeremy Person. What's up, guys?
Hello.
What up?
What up? Sophie, you should be louder.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, jeez. Take it easy. All right. So yeah, and also, so sassy today, right? And in studio guest this evening we have Zeastwood. Buddy, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good, how are you? Sorry about that.
No, that's all right, man. Zeastwood, we're just doing a little count. Almost the most frequent guest on the show, definitely up there. You probably podium. It's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
Bronze doesn't count for gold, though. That's the sad thing.
That's true. Not everything that glitters is gold, though, my friend.
That's true.
But thank you for being here. We appreciate you coming. Thank you very much.
You're too kind. You're too kind. I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank...
We're going to talk to him a little bit. He's got a new mix coming soon. As promised last week, I've got some more tales from the road we're gonna chat about. I was in Tacoma for a week. I will say this. I didn't realize that I like Tacoma as much as I do. I didn't know that about myself. I didn't know I was a Tacoma man.
You kind of seem like the type.
Turns out I like it there, man. I like it. The funny thing is people talk about Tacoma and they're like, hey, man, that hilltop area is dangerous. I'm like, I grew up in L.A. This seems quaint. because people are like, oh, that's the batter. I'm like, this is the one we're in? This seems nice. Like, it's perspective. But I do like it. There's some... The city of Tacoma really doesn't do much for me in general. It's funny because it seems like a big city, but it is rather kind of small. There's just a lot of suburbs around it. It kind of feels like one big city. The downtown area, actually, when you're there, is, you know, considerably smaller than even Spokane, you know, when you realize once you're kind of moving around in it. So if you were there a while back, right? Did you mm-hmm. adventure out at all in the...
No, I pretty much just ventured to Anne's house and to the club, basically. Oh, okay. I went to a bar, but I was already so drunk by the time we got there. I don't know where it was, in relation to downtown
probably,
or not.
It was probably Hank's.
They had air hockey.
It was not Hank's. Hank's does not have air hockey. There's a lot of nice areas. I was staying with my buddy Josh Firestein, a great comic. He he lives in University Place, which is right by Chambers Golf Course. Zisa, do you know that? You're a golfer. You might know where that is.
I do know where that is.
Have you golfed Chambers?
I played it one time before the U.S. Open was there.
It seems rather nice.
Yeah, no, it definitely was nice, but, excuse me, sorry. But, yeah, after the remodel, 10 times different.
Better or worse?
I couldn't honestly tell you.
No, so they remodeled it in they changed it, huh? It was not the same course.
Yeah, so they made it more PGA certified. They pushed the tips back a little bit, made the greens a little bit harder.
Sure. But
yeah, it's definitely a lot different than it was.
It's right on the water. I went for a jog along it one day. It was real nice.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Learn something new every day.
It was a wheeze walk.
I actually really like to run, especially when I'm curbing my drinking, going to be stopping drinking soon. So I wasn't drinking as much. I went for a run one day. I played basketball most days. I went out to Auburn, played with a bunch of guys. Biggie and I played, and then Mike Coletta and Beachler and I. We all got to play.
Nice.
We got a big game going.
How's Beachler at basketball?
Better than I thought he'd be.
Really?
Not bad. Yeah.
I feel like he would just lose his temper.
No, he was. He's good.
Yeah.
He made a couple shots. Some good moves. I was impressed, you know. I thought he was not the athletic black guy type. He's good, especially for a diabetic. He was out there. He was going hard.
Sugarfooting it up.
Yeah, no, he was good. I was very impressed. It was fun to play. Mike Coletta was a little better than I thought he'd be too. Even though Monica Nevy was talking shit about him when playing ball. shout out to them, though. I enjoyed the whole area. And then I stayed in Federal Way with Greg for a little while. And I'm like, it's a nice little suburb, too. Like, there's nice little areas. And the Tacoma Club's cool. It's a little different. It's like, it did seem like being... I akined it to that scene from Wayne's World where they first get the TV show and they're standing up there looking at the set and Garth's like, we're looking at Wayne's basement, but this isn't Wayne's basement. It's like the Spokane. They're similar but different. It's just very, you know, Sophie, you've been there, right? It's mm-hmm. odd. Like a lot of things are similar and there's parallels, but at the same time, it's not the same.
Yeah.
So, but I liked it. I did enjoy it. We had fun. We did a roast battle Sunday night. We ate mushrooms halfway through the show and that was entertaining. Had a great night just hanging out. We sat in the green for like 3 hours just frying balls and adventure around Tacoma for a while. That was fun. Had tried to have conversations with people who were sober and I'm like just like staring at them like, I gotta go. Nice. You know, you always know how high you are by how quickly you tell people you're on mushrooms. That's that's the level I think is like, you know how high you are if you can like maintain and have a conversation for a little while. It's either that or you're like running up on people and grabbing them by their coat and be like, I'm fucking high as shit on mushrooms. Like, it's one of the two. There's no like in between. Or like, if you can wait like 7 minutes and be like, hey man, I gotta tell you, I'm pretty high on mushrooms. It's like this weird barometer of like how high you are. But yeah, we've been all over, and I think I did a couple nightmare shows in a row that was probably tested where I'm at in comedy, but I did a show at the Wild Horse Casino in Pendleton, Oregon, which the
great golf course, by the way.
Yeah, it looked like a nice golf course also. Yeah, if you can, I'll relate these all to places that have golf courses.
Thanks,
for
man.
You. He's dressed in his, he's got his white belt on, the whole nine, with the golf golf attire.
I just got off work, man.
And the casino's nice. I'm not a gambler, but the rooms are nice. I sat in the hot tub for hours. You know, there's not much out there. It's Pendleton, Oregon. But Jesus Christ, it's like you're in a sports bar in the casino. There's, you know, when I got there, there were like maybe 20 people in there. The Blazers game six started 10 minutes before the game or for the show started. So we're in Oregon. Game six of the Blazers playoff series starts, you know, like, this is going to be a nightmare. And I'm talking to the headliner. I'm like, hey, have you done this room before? He goes, yeah, it's my third time, man. It's my white whale. One time I'm going to get him to laugh. And guess what? Herman Melville's still writing about him because he did not get that whale last night or the other night. He did not get that whale. It was rough. I mean, I got some laughs. He got barely some. And it was, I felt bad. I'm like, why do they, it's one of those rooms where you're like, why do they even do comedy here? How long have they been doing this? They got like 10 years or so. Like, fucking why?
It's chance.
Yeah, but I mean, they pay really well.
That's good.
That was the weirdest thing. God damn, I fucking spilled everything, man. And then we, I did a gig in Kettle Falls the other night with Ronnie and Tony, good friends of the show and ours. And Ronnie is opening the show, and she goes up and she's like, thanks for coming. Give it up to Backyard Barbecue for having us and going through. And then, is it Sophie, are you leaving?
No, I'm popping back.
Oh, okay. And you like just.
Did you want to do that a little more into the mic?
Yeah. Just, yeah. You want me to lower that down?
Like ASMR.
Yeah.
Okay, that. And, what kind of back are you popping?
What kind of ASR is that?
Remember the mushrooms?
Yeah. We, as soon as Ronnie hadn't even told a joke yet, she's introducing the show, and these two people get up and start leaving, and they're like, we thought this was a comedy show. I'm like, she just got up there and said hi. Did you want her to come up there with like a red clown nose on and like do a tumbling act immediately? What did you think was going to happen? So a couple of nightmare shows back to back, but I'm definitely at the point where I don't fucking care. It's just like, you know, whatever. There's good audience, there's bad audience. Just go with it, right? So, you know how it goes, Sophie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're still here today.
Yeah.
That's what really counts.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. And Kettle Falls was like, it was, you could tell these, it's just like Trump country hooked up. I mean, there were some nice people there, but holy shit. It is the type of place where I'm going, this is not my demo. I should not be here. I should be doing a place with, you know, where at least brown people are allowed to go. Which Kettle Falls is not that. Is there a golf course up there?
Probably.
So, yeah, it's been a whirlwind. It's been interesting, but it's good to be back home for a couple days. Before I take off again for a few weeks. But, no, I know. I know. It's sad. I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks. I'm sorry. You can come watch. You can hang out with Molly while I'm gone.
Okay.
You'll have Ellie back by then.
I already miss you, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, by the time this comes out, I'll be back.
Well, that's a bonus, at least.
That's not your obvious. But, Clint is here. Zeastwood is here. Sorry, I didn't reveal your secret identity there.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's terrible.
Well, if I die on your porch, you know why now. Thanks, man.
What, you got a new mix coming.
Yes, sir.
You've been, how long have you been working on this for?
It's probably a couple weeks in production now. Working with a couple other, artists and getting some copyright issues kind of dialed down to be able to use their music in the mix, but other than that, we're looking pretty good.
Okay. Now, where can people find this mix when it is?
So as of now, it will be dropping on Spotify and SoundCloud. SoundCloud's probably the easiest, though, just soundcloud.com/Zeastwood.
And now, how long has it been since your last mix?
Ooh, last mix was 3 weeks ago.
Oh, damn.
Was the old...
Oh, that's...
Yeah. Thanks for doing research on that one. No, it was April Showers Brings These Powers. So okay. It was a good one.
How many mix do you do in now? How often are these coming out?
It, you know, unfortunately, I've kind of lagged a little bit, but as of now, it will be one every month.
One every month. That's the goal. Why the lagging? What's up?
You know, just a lot of stuff going on, just in personal life and whatnot. But more or less, I'm actually working on putting out a lot more new stuff.
Okay.
So that's kind of been taking up a lot of the portion of actually being able to put out the mixes. But I just need to put my nose to the grindstone and just get it out there.
Yeah. All right. You're going to do it now. Now's the time.
It is the time.
Are you going to get back in the clubs and DJ? What's up with that?
I'm hoping so, but you're inspiring me.
Yeah,
so.
Man. Get out there. Yeah. Let's do it. Like, go create, you know.
You know, I mean, you never know. I might be out at Wild Horse here in 2 weeks or
something
like that.
Hey, they have DJs. The sound guy was trying to get me to move a table. I'm like, dude, no. I just got, no. The sound guy at this place, when I got there, I'm like, hey, are you the sound of your Paul? I'm supposed to check in with you. He's like, hey, man, yeah, come in here. And he has to come in the booth, and he's like, oh, man, thanks for coming. Oh, I tell you, I've had a hell of a day. I just bought this electric lawnmower, and I tell you, it's, you know, I thought it'd run longer than it does, but it's got this cool 14-amp battery, right? It's nice. You can interchange it with the weed whacker they make. DeWalt makes the weed whacker. You can interchange it. It just doesn't have enough power, though. It's a gas power, but I have more power. And he did, like, this 20-minute soliloquy on this guy, and I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about? Why are you telling me this? And finally, I'm like slowly just backing away. I'm like, hey, I got to get back to my room. I think it's on fire.
Can I just say that I bought an electric lawnmower and a fucking trimmer the other day?
Yeah.
That has the 40-volt battery, and it's amazing.
It's great. Okay.
It's great.
Well, apparently he's doing more hardcore yard work.
It does my front and my backyard.
He was
before
a
battery dies. But
he's
interchangeable.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're interchangeable. He goes before. I'm literally standing backstage, and I'm just, you know, hitting some water and just kind of gathering myself before I go up. And he comes up. He's like, "Hey, man." He goes, "You don't know which part of town the meth is in?"
Matter of fact, no.
I'm like, "No, no, I don't." And he's like, "Oh, all right, man. So you going home tomorrow?" And I'm like, if I want to go home right now, actually. And he goes, oh, okay. And I go, and then he just kind of, he's like, what you got a girlfriend? I'm like, yeah, I got a girlfriend and got a dog. I want to go home and go home to that. He's like, you know, I got a dog and a big runner right on the river property, right on the river. Bring your dog and 100 yards, you can run right down the river. I'm like, do you want me to get her right now? Like, I'm about to go on stage. It's a 4-hour drive. What the fuck are you asking me to do now? Like, I don't understand what this conversation is about. Do you even work here? Can I see some credentials?
He just wants to do some meth and run along the river. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, fair. Well, it's Pendleton. I'm not sure they have much else to do. Anyway, so we're gonna get a new mix from you soon, then one a month. So what is What do you get inspiration for your mixes? What makes you decide when to make a mix, how to make a mix, what goes on it? Tell us about your process.
It's a whole lot of everything, really. Okay. So, I mean, depending on the month, of course, will kind of depend on the actual sound of the mix itself. I mean,
really?
Yeah. I mean, you can't just put out like a summer vibe like type mix
in the middle of
December.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, you can always hope for nice weather, but other than that. But no, in all honesty, it's just a bunch of YouTube and SoundCloud and a whole bunch of just experiencing stuff and reaching out to other artists that are local, international, and just trying to get some stuff going.
How much does that take to get clearance to use these samples? Like, how much of someone's song do you have to use before you have to get clearance? Or do you have to use any amount you have to get clearance?
I try to cover all my bases and at least chat with them at least ahead of time. So whether it be via Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, I at least try to contact their page at first and just be like, hey, can I have permission to run this song or this portion of the song? And then hopefully if I'm lucky enough, I at least get a call back or a message back. And yeah, and we just go from there.
What's the most notable person you've contacted for clearance that has contacted you back?
Oh, man. So Nathan Chaim, he just got signed with Hexagon Label, which is Don Diablo's label. He was in my last mix.
Okay.
That was probably the coolest one that I've gotten.
What's his name?
Nathan Chaim.
Nathan Chaim?
N-A-T-A-M, and then C-H-I-A-M.
Huh. What kind of music is he?
It's just more just house music.
House music, like, okay.
Yeah, progressive.
Sure. Goddamn liberal fucks. I gotta fucking miss.
You know.
No. Good. So how many mixes have you done?
Oh, man. Been DJing for 4 years now, so I think at least on my SoundCloud page, we're looking at probably like 25, 26 mixes.
Really?
I think somewhere close to that.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's been a long process going.
So you're going to get back in the clubs, you say, though.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
Hoping. Big shout out to Nine. Call me back. Let's do this.
I know a guy.
Please.
I know a guy.
Help me out.
I know Cat.
You know Cat?
I know Cat.
And Cookie?
I don't know Cookie.
Right.
I know Cat and Cookie. That sounds like a bad cop show from the 70s.
It's either a bad cop show or a match made in heaven. Let's be honest here.
It could be both.
Yeah, it could be. You never know.
Cat and Cookie. like a pimp and hoe show. the Strenia 9 is a spot. That's the spot.
That would be definitely one of the spots for sure. At least here locally.
Yeah.
Hopefully here in July, I'm actually probably going to be going over to Latvia to headline a show for a weekend. So good old Friday, Saturday.
How did that happen?
Long story short, my mom took me on a Viking cruise. Shout out Viking. Give me that job.
A Viking cruise?
A Viking cruise. Yeah. So if you are ever wondering.
That sounds like a gay sex move.
Dude, it's awesome.
I gave him the Viking cruise.
So, yes. No joke, it is literally a riverboat cruise that basically the clientele is 55 plus, all retired.
Why
people.
Why is it called Viking?
It's just Viking Cruise Lines.
Oh,
it's
that's
a huge thing.
The
yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Okay. You can see the infomercials.
I thought it was like Viking
like
themed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's you can see the infomercials for it. My mom decided just to take me on one, and it was a week long trip, and it took us like 4 days to convince everybody that my mom and I weren't a couple. So that was really awkward.
Yeah.
But
like every time you made out, probably set that clock back a little bit.
We tried to keep that in our own room.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, just kind of.
When the moment strikes, passion is passion,
my friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just thanks a lot, Mom. I appreciate it. Gave her a Mother's Day present early, you know.
Yeah.
So.
My Mother's Day present to you is a little brother for me.
So yeah, more or less, I met one of the bartenders on the cruise actually lives in Latvia and like goes back and forth between the cruise lines and Latvia, and he bought a bar and wants
and you're
me
going
to go
when?
In July.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's how long are you going for?
It'll just be a week.
That sounds dope, man.
It should be
good. You gonna DJ?
Of course.
That's what you're doing.
Two nights in a row, yeah.
What language do they speak in Latvia?
You know, technically it's Latvian, and then the other portion is Russian.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to learn as much Russian as I possibly can.
How much Russian do you know?
It's just slim to none.
Give us one almost sentence.
Oh, Jesus.
What's
nope.
the closest thing you can say? What can you say in
No,
Russian?
We're good. We're good on that
Nothing?
One. I'll just give a hard pass.
A word?
It's like do svidaniya, like goodbye, and then privyet, like hello.
That's hello. I know that one.
Yeah, but that apparently you can only use that if you know somebody.
What if you don't know?
If you say, well, I don't know.
That's their equivalent.
Yeah, but
they probably use it a lot.
Yeah.
They probably actually don't. They don't know what that is. They've never seen a black person. Hey, while you're there, I need you to do me a favor.
Lay it on me.
Now, maybe not Latvia. I don't know if they're the bad Russians. but if you could remind Russians that they're white.
How do you want me to lay that one out?
However, I don't speak Russian. You're the one who's learning.
Okay.
You know, I'll leave that. I'll give you some artistic license with that one. Play with it. Make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But remind them that they're white. Because they do a lot of crazy shit. And someone needs to let them know, like, hey, listen. Leave that to the dark folks. You guys are white.
Have you forgotten that Florida exists?
I know.
She's got
a great point
there.
That's America. That's America's America's scrub.
American whites are the only people who are allowed to be crazy.
No, but like in the.
I feel like Russia is like.
It's its own.
It's the world's
thing.
Florida.
It's Asia's
it's
Florida.
It's the world's
Florida. Yeah.
Russia is the world's Florida.
I'll see what I can do.
All right. However you want to lay it on them, you decide. I leave it up to you. I trust you. But, you know, just let them know that it's not flying anymore. We need them to get their shit together.
So knowing you, just don't be subtle.
Just go for it. Okay. However you, I mean, you, whatever makes you feel safe.
Nothing will make me feel safe, but I will do it.
Are you gonna go anywhere else around the area while you're there, or just to?
It will just be in their capital city, which I wish that I could
pronounce
and name off the top of my head right now.
That's all right. That sounds dope. I mean, getting to go deep. I mean, that's a credit, right? You can throw that around once you get back to the States. Be like, listen, I was the biggest DJ in Latvia.
Technically, I'm Spokane's Pitbull because I can be Mr. Worldwide.
That exactly. Yeah.
Just saying.
Damn.
So the capital of Latvia is Riga.
That's where I'm going.
My Riga.
Right there.
Yeah, I was a little nervous at throwing that word out.
Actually, it is a pretty cool city, though, isn't it?
It seems like it. Looks like
it's safe, from what I hear. No longer USSR. Okay, you're not making me feel any better about this.
No, I'm just fine. But I mean, the first thing that when you Google it, the first thing that pops up is it safe to go to Latvia?
I mean, that's a fair question.
It says harassment of foreigners and same-sex partners has occurred in Latvia. Be aware of your surroundings and take personal security measures to stay safe. The most common crimes encountered by foreign tourists are purse snatching, pickpocketing, and mugging, especially during summer tourism seasons. So just don't have a purse or be gay.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah,
got it.
all right. Seems like
that's literally what the fucking goddamn U.S. government says about every country.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So I wonder if they if they're worried about people like same sex couples. If you know how when you go to like Argentina, you're supposed to have like a dummy wallet so someone can steal it. I wonder if you're supposed to have like a dummy gay that someone can kill. Or like hate crime.
Do you want to come with me?
Yeah. Like, Jesus. like someone, one of us. Yeah. You're like, this may get rough. So I don't know how to say hate crime in Latvian, but you know, you just had that way. That one, like, you know, I figured that one was going to get got.
Bring your mom for sure.
Yep. No, yeah. I need to.
Yeah. So Latvia, that's cool. Is anyone going with you?
You know, it's kind of up in the air right now.
Okay.
I would be very scared if I went by myself, but okay. You never know.
All right. Well, it could be, that sounds great, man. I'm sure when you were a child and wrote out the places you wanted to travel in the world, Latvia
number
was
one.
At least top three.
Yes.
I was gonna say top three. That's number one. Okay.
Yep. Number one.
Okay.
It wasn't just Podum. Yeah. You know, just as what I am on the show.
It was the top three,
as
right?
As a bronze medalist.
What's your top three? Latvia, Latvia, and Latvia.
Yep, 100%. Toss in Estonia in there somewhere. That's number three, though.
Where is Latvia on a map compared to war-torn countries?
It literally borders Mother Russia.
Is there anything else that... I mean, can you pull it up on a map?
Yeah, pull it up. So it's literally like... Russia comes down, it's Latvia.
Yeah, Lithuania and Estonia.
Oh, yeah. You can't even ask anything.
It is right there.
Okay. Where's Syria?
go a little bit south.
Oh, that's real close to Poland. This is the part of the world where I get lost. I'm like, I didn't know these, but this is also the part of the world where it changes every fortnight.
Yeah.
There's a new country. I like Switzerland, Sweden, Finland, Norway. Those are fine. It's this stuff around Russia that gets real murky. Like, where's Syria? That's over here,
Syria's
right?
Yeah, Syria's down.
Yeah, that's down. That's closer to the Middle East where shit gets real weird. Yemen. Yeah, we don't want that. That's too far away.
Am I that close?
No.
Okay. I was like, wait a second.
No, you're far. You're real far away.
When I did my Google check, it was not that close.
No, you're close. Yeah, I think
it's nice over there.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine because you're close to. Yeah, you're like, you're barely bordering Russia, to be honest with you, which is all it takes, though.
that's true.
In Belarus, that's a country.
Belarus.
Sure.
Belarus,
is that
Belarus,
it?
Yeah,
the Fresh Prince of Belarus.
Belarus, is that a country?
Yeah.
What happens there?
You don't want to know.
I just know that it's not Belarus.
Yeah, that is weird. I've never
Belarus
heard of that country before. So yeah, just... there's a buffer in
when did when did Belarus become a country?
Let's find out. Google that.
I need to know that because I feel like it was not. If it was, it was in the last. If it was before, you know, before since Trump was in office, I don't care.
Let's it's price before. Right this shit.
Ooh, Belarus.
What do you think?
When did? Okay, I'm guessing it was 1967.
Ooh, no.
Ooh, okay,
no.
I'm gonna guess 1945.
No, here's the deal, guys.
In the middle of World War II, you think?
I don't know the fucking war dates. I just know it's been there for a while.
Okay. Belarus. So you're saying 19?
I take it back. He says 75.
74.
74. Okay, I'll say 80.
I'm going to go higher because given the way that the USSR was and the breakup of the Soviet Union, which I believe was around 89, 90.
Oh, I hate you. You're probably closer.
Fucking historian over here.
Listen, I don't know how to pronounce Belarus, but I know some fucking... I'm going to go with 91.
Ooh. Well, I mean, if we're Price is Writing rules, it you're over.
Oh shit!
It's 1990. Well, but there's a technicality. So Belarus on the July 27th, 1990, proclaimed its sovereignty from Russia.
Oh well, I can proclaim anything.
Granted, it wasn't granted until August
25th, 1991. Yes.
Yes. Ah. Good job.
Belarus, 1991.
Boom. With their cousin Polaris.
9.5 million people live there.
Huh.
Wow.
All poor.
Their money is the Belarusian ruble.
Oh, how much of that?
All the rubles. That's fake as shit. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say, like... Bitcoin. When they trade in Beanie Babies. Fucking idiots.
It's just a loaf of bread.
God, I can't just, I couldn't even, you know what the funny, so here's a weird thing about Russians, and I'm just putting
just
them all in the same thing.
Yeah, you're just going to toss them all in one
Yeah, they're all
one
in one
barrel.
Basket, it's yeah, okay. Fine, Latvian, Belarus, it's Russian, whatever. Have you ever noticed that young Russian, young,
honey nut Cheerios,
they're, young Russian girls are fucking
gorgeous.
Hot. Beautiful. You've never seen one that's over 38 and a half that is good looking, though.
False. I'm going to be a Dwight right here. Are you including Ukraine in this scenario? Because my ex-roommate's mom...
That sounds made up.
That was my cousin and my half-sister.
Yeah. Moved over here, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, she's an American okay. Russian. All right. She's...
How old was
there's,
she?
There's a...
My roommate was 25. Okay. Gorgeous. She's under the time frame that you stated was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was probably like 60 to 65.
There's something weird. So there's you know, it's the exception proves the rule. But there's very few. It's like there's something about them when they just like somewhere before their 40th birthday just fucking turn into Yoda. Like
it's getting little moles all over.
Yeah, I don't fucking know what it is.
Just turns into a babushka.
Yeah, I'm like, you are so fucking hot.
Mine
what
with
happened?
A Russian lady. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened because we've all seen those young Russian girls that are just fucking ba 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 ba, and then you see the moms, you see their parents. You're like, you're all fucking trolls. What happened?
It's the stress of living in that country.
Yeah.
At least you know what you're signing up for, though.
Yeah.
If you put a ring on that thing.
That's true. That's true.
Damn.
No, one Belarusian ruble is worth 48 cents.
Oh. Oh.
That's fucking artificial inflation.
That can't
be. Sure does, Putin.
That's what this minute's going exchange rate is for it.
Okay.
So I would have $200 if I moved to Belarus.
That's pretty bold. Nice, Sophie. All right. Well, besides Latvia and all that, what else? Anything else you want to tell us about, or what's going on, man?
I'm just gonna give a free shout out here since I'm on the podcast. River City Production and Events.
What's that?
Boom. That is my event company.
Oh, you have an event company?
I have an event company.
What? When did that happen?
Last year, and a half ago.
Okay. What do you? What kind of events are you doing?
Just anything you need. Like we did the Seahawks Fish and Fry, I think is what it was, at the Northern Quest Casino, and then out at the Kalispell Country Club. We just did the Alzheimer's, or the walk to end Alzheimer's.
Did you guys end it?
Yeah, I don't remember.
They forgot about it.
They don't remember.
Yeah, I just showed up, and then I think it happened. I don't know.
So no, that's interesting. Okay, so what was the catalyst for this River City
Productions and events? So more or less, it was just we were sick of being able to like go and perform at places that didn't have adequate like lighting or sound, and so we figured why not and went out and bought way too much cool shit.
Okay, so what's the plan for River City? Is that like is there a Facebook page, website where
we do? You can check it out at Facebook at River City Productions and Events and RiverCityProductions.com. But other than that, yeah, it's literally anything that you need, we can do.
Okay. So. Got anything coming up?
Other than just the stereotypical wedding.
Oh, so is it you producing events or people just needing equipment? You're providing for events that people are doing?
It's a little bit of both. So we'll definitely tailor everything towards that event itself. So lighting-wise, I mean, I think there's either like 8 or 9 like different light or at least shades that we can do, and just to complement any colors that's going on just with sound, and then just make it look like an all out party.
Well, my skin tone is a spring, so I need lighter
colors.
Oh, I got
that. Yeah. That's number 7.
Perfect.
Yeah. I got you covered.
I see more of a fall skin tone.
I'm really, but it's what accents my skin tone in my eyes. I need like cerulean and fuchsia. So I will throw this out there, float this idea to you,
yes.
Mr. DJ and Productions. I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We were on a romantic bike ride.
Oh. Where at? Centennial Trail? Where were we at?
Yeah, we were at Centennial Trail, riding in between breweries. And we were talking, and he is a restaurateur, and he does catering for weddings quite often.
Okay.
And I was telling him how I am a certified clergy. I can officiate any wedding by any of your preferred deities. So we were thinking about teaming up to be a officiant and catering service. We could use a DJ and production company. All we need is a good videographer, photographer, and we could sell the whole package, man. We just sell wedding packages.
Totally down for that.
Are you dying over there?
No.
Oh, are you watching porn?
I just figured out how to say hate crime.
Oh, you just, in hate crime?
Yeah.
In Latvian?
Yeah.
How do you say it? Can you pronounce it?
That sounds right.
That sounds like a glitch in the computer. That's not fucking real words.
That just sounds like RoboCop telling you that you're about to die.
Plug it in real quick and we'll... Can you plug it in there?
Yeah, right there.
Stick it in. Come on.
Spit on it, jackass.
No, fuck you. Just take it raw.
It's just right up in there.
That's creepy as fuck. Huh.
That's
all right.
Weird.
Okay.
Death to all humans.
I could, I think that makes sense. That sounds like what it should sound like.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, that's
no, right. I'm glad that you brought that up.
I want to be part of the package. I can be the person that gets, like, so fucked up that anyone else at the wedding who is going to be embarrassing gets, like,
less embarrassing.
Can you be, like, the initial planner of the event?
Yeah.
Dude, he is my planner, so even if that was my,
Yeah, she'll just be the drunk white chick in the corner.
Yeah. I can do that.
That's a good add-on for a wedding package.
Yeah.
Drunk white chick.
We got everybody covered.
Yeah. I will
no one's
going to
look
started.
Like more of an asshole. We've got our asshole right here.
Uh-huh.
You're worried about your uncle making an ass out of yourself? Yeah. No, we got a bitch. Yeah.
She's going to puke on the wedding dress.
Yeah.
If you want like a nip slip or something.
What would be your go-to? What could we sell you on?
You'd
be like, this is what I can fuck up the most.
Ooh, I could fuck up.
Her parents don't talk to her.
Number 1.
I could be that person who doesn't know the bride or the groom and tries to make a toast. Like, you guys, I didn't believe in love. And I still don't believe in love. and you're both fucked, but I'm so happy for you guys, and I'm glad that the bar is open. Good night.
That would be easy.
Let's do that. I think we should do that.
Yes.
But yeah, I am.
Sign me up.
I'm ordained. We can make this thing happen, man.
Are you like Church of Flying Spaghetti Monster or what?
Well, first
Satanism?
Of all, I'm a pope, so respect that. Listen, I sat around my house. White smoke came out of my roof. I became a pope because I clicked pope when I paid my $25.
Okay.
To listen, my thing's over there. I'm official clergy, man. Yeah, I got ordained. I can do weddings. So
yeah, let's make this happen.
I got a couple weddings booked this summer. I'm doing them.
I saw your Facebook post for that.
Yeah, man.
Although I still haven't seen any residual DJ stuff. So.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm trying to put the package together. Let's do this.
You know we can with a full package. Let's be honest here.
We'd sell it. Well, it's fucking start slanging that package, man.
Dude, let me know. I'll just whip it out whenever you need it.
Maybe we should put this together. Do a whole wedding production package. We could sell it.
Why not?
I can do photos.
Yeah, Jerry, we can do photos. See?
We need a videographer, though.
I have a drone.
There it is. That's all it needs to say. We have a drone.
Yeah.
And then people will just wet themselves. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, they will.
Just fucking buzz over everybody.
All right. Let's see. Z-Swit, I want to do something. I don't think we've done this with you because it's been a while since you've been on. So we are going to play a little game we call, or a little segment we call the Rundown. Okay, you ready for that?
Always.
Okay, let me get back to my... Where was I at here? This is...
After this, I also have a couple of Would You Rathers that I want to ask.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, it's about to get serious.
Down for that. I thought I'd...
Making so much noise over here, I'm sorry.
Will you stop barking?
Yeah, no. That's, it just comes out when I'm nervous. Sorry.
Is there another beer back over there?
It's empty, but I have to pee really bad. So.
Can you grab me one?
Okay,
Do... Will you grab me one, too?
Yes.
Please.
All right.
We got to drink them before Deese relapses.
Yep. Go quick.
Drink them. Okay, so Z-Swit, this is a series of questions we've compiled over the years. They're pretty benign questions on their own, but together they compile it's like a composite sketch for a criminal. Really, okay. It's like, yeah, profile. It says a lot about someone. So,
52.
let's
lingerie. So
perfect. What color?
definitely pink and lacy.
Okay. What advice would you currently, if you met your 10-year-old self right now, what advice would you give them?
Don't do it.
Just don't do it. That's it. Don't do it. Don't do what?
I don't want to talk about that. Don't say yes to a lot of things.
Oh, man. I would have said say yes to more things.
This is the reason you're going sober.
Probably. who would play you in a movie of your life?
Ryan Reynolds.
What would the name of that movie be?
That movie would be 50 Shades of Zeast.
Wow, okay. You had Ryan Reynolds pocketed there, man. That was pretty fast.
You know.
if you could get rid of one state, which one would it be and why?
That's a tough one. I mean, technically, wouldn't Alaska just be the one that you would just go with?
I don't know, man. Maybe. It's your call. It's your
forget about Puerto Rico.
That doesn't count.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, that doesn't even count. Actually, I would get rid of Wyoming.
Okay, why?
There's just not a lot happening there.
That's true.
I mean, you got Jackson Hole, but other than that, it's literally a hole.
Yeah,
all it is.
Not much going on.
Yeah, I mean, the people are nice, but... It's literally a territory that needs nothing else.
what, in your opinion, is the sexiest name?
Ooh. Let's see. I have to go with an Ashley.
Ashley, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you never know what you're getting. See, that's why you can get herpes, or you can get a,
or they might take you to church.
Yeah, you never know. Thank you for this, by the way.
All right, interesting, Ashley.
Actually, I lied. Let's just make it a Gertrude.
Jeremy, do you have one? What's your?
I'm gonna go with the default answer of Megan.
Really?
It's my wife's name, so yes.
Okay.
No, we'll bleep it out.
Way to play it safe.
Okay, then we're gonna go with. We'll add a beep there.
Yeah.
Just so if she does listen.
Yeah, she will. Yeah. Just,
cut that out too.
He said Brittany.
Actually, can I get? Actually, I'll rephrase that. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with a Madison.
Oh God, I knew her friends recently. That's mine too. Madison and Haley.
What's the question?
I dig that too.
Sexiest name.
First girl you sexually assaulted.
Definitely a Madison.
Yeah. Serena. Sexy name. What's a sexy name to you for a guy?
A sexy name for a guy.
Do women think names are sexy on guys? Is that a
thing? Yeah, for sure. I think that.
What do you think of Clint?
They have to like embody their name first of all. Clint, like Clint Eastwood. See,
that's what I was named after. Do I not embody a Clint Eastwood?
No, I don't look at you and see Clint Eastwood.
All right, I tried. I tried. What do I embody?
More about Clint Eastwood.
I could see him as like a Zach or a Cody.
Oh no!
Oh wow!
I can see a Cody.
I'll just fist bump
a
for
Cody?
You right now.
Yeah.
I can see a Cody.
What is Mark? A sexy name for a guy?
Like I don't see him. I feel like when it comes to sexy names for guys, for women, we go for something foreign.
Antonio.
Like, yeah.
Fabian. Mm.
That's my cousin's name, so I can't,
She can't actually say her true feelings about this. She's
What about,
Like Balky.
Esteban?
Balky.
Esteban. Ever
Alfonso?
Since I said that you look like a Zach or Cody when you Esteban, I just think of the sweet life of Zach and Cody. I'm an adult. I don't know. I don't know. If they're cute and they, have a good personality, then if their name embodies them...
You don't need
them,
to know their name.
Yeah, exactly.
as long as they're funny, or...
Yeah, funniness is definitely, a plus. That has nothing to do with their name. I'm the worst at this game. I don't know a sexy name.
Well, no, it's just the person
that I like Dees for a guy's name.
It's pretty good.
Maybe.
That's just me.
Yeah, because it's like, ooh, yeah. You ooh. Probably.
Jack off all over me.
And it's not sexy anymore.
Yeah, see, I just ruined it.
Okay, all right. We'll move on. Zeeswood, if you could purge, like the movie The Purge, for 1 hour, you can do anything. Anything's legal. What would you do?
I would go into a bar, get their top shelf liquor, and just pour it on the ground while playing Throw It to the Ground. Or Throw It on the Ground by Lonely Island.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
Nah, and then I would probably just play music really, really loud.
It's like past the ordinance time of
war. Yeah. The HOA has nothing to say about it. Just up past 10, just playing some Prodigy or some nonsense.
All right. Tell us about your worst date ever.
Oh, man. We'll pick this up in a little bit. Sorry, I have to think about it because...
Okay.
Unfortunately, if you know who's listening, I don't know if I want to bring that one out.
Like I said, told Jeremy, we can bleep it out.
Yep.
I fucking won't, but... all right, we'll go one last one. If you had to kill an endangered animal, which one would it be?
Polar bears.
Damn,
I'll pose this question to you. This isn't on the list. Maybe I should add it though. What this kind of came up a couple weeks ago. What is the most dangerous, what's the biggest, most dangerous animal you think you could take in a fight?
A cougar.
You think you could take on a full-grown cougar?
100%. Throat punch.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Confident.
Fuck,
right there.
Yeah,
that's,
that was
throat punch. That's
not
all
even
it takes.
A second
is that
to
the
think
weakness
about
of a cougar? A throat punch?
Yes. Throat punch and just a stick down the throat.
Like,
that's it.
That movie clip that we watched on the last episode, the freaking lady getting her head knocked off.
Oh yeah,
that was a bad one.
On Hereditary, yeah. What? a cougar, a full grown. You think you could, they're like 250 pounds of pure muscle.
Definitely not a mama cougar.
Okay, now we're you can't say like a cougar with a lame leg and fucking blind in one eye.
Just a 40-year-old lady. That's what I was thinking about.
The,
oh, damn it. Because,
like, well, someone said a wolf, and I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. Yeah, I like a coyote. No, I think I could take a coyote.
I think I might be able to.
You could take a coyote.
Like a small house dog before that would probably kick my ass, but I don't know.
A coyote, I feel confident. A wolf?
Maybe a raccoon.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think
if you can find it.
Yeah.
If you're fighting in the daytime, it'd be easy.
They have sex on top of my garage every night.
There you go. It's easy.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
We should watch.
I do sometimes.
We should videotape, really.
Once
I need to learn some moves.
With my airsoft guns. It's fun.
But no, a cougar for sure.
You think a cougar, huh?
Yep. Damn. If I'm going to die, I just want to know
this is
that
about what you can take.
No, I can definitely take that. We're good.
Okay.
Nobody
like take a beating. Or?
No, nobody listening right now can't see how yoked I am not, and so yes, a cougar.
Okay, all right, there it is. Cougar.
Check yourself.
All right, cougar it is. All right, there it is, guys. That's it. That's the rundown with Z-Swin.
Can I change polar bear to? Is there like a endangered bug that I can just get rid of?
No, you already killed polar bears, man.
Shit,
they're dead.
Okay, well. At least nobody else can enjoy them anymore.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
All right. Sophie, you ready to get into some news?
Am I ever?
Let's get into some news. Should we play a song for you or just want to?
Let's just fucking do it.
We'll record your song after. We'll drop it in.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your song?
Sounds good. It's a bad
It's song. A super great dope rap song.
By who?
By Sophie.
It's not.
What?
It's by me, but it's not great.
She wrote it. She produced it.
I've been self-conscious.
She
We've
it.
Had a lot of musicians on the show tonight, and now I'm like really like.
It's great.
How does it go?
Don't worry.
How does it go? Like drop like the first like two bars.
Words. I can say it like a slam poet would say
it.
Yeah, no, say it like that.
Okay. Did you read the news this week? Yeah. Neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. That's going to be really long if I do the whole thing like that.
Okay. No, I mean, that sounded good.
Okay. So since I have so many news articles to talk about, let's do what we do where I read a couple headlines and you tell me what.
Oh wait, did you
interest.
Have some
if you want to do that real quick or if you want
Can
to
I weigh in on this like, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Hey Sophie, can we do do you mind if we do the would you rather?
That's
yeah,
sexist by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's
you,
that?
You,
that's sexist. You're just cutting her from her part right now?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, you know.
It's a fucking jerk move.
Now get her. We'll
they
we'll
need
back
a lady
to,
on
we'll
here
back,
for
we'll
a reason.
To.
Yeah.
All right, let's oh, sorry.
Would you rather?
Yeah, let's do that.
God, okay. All right.
Would you rather have sex with a man or a woman with a penis or a man with a vagina?
Define have sex with.
Yeah.
Like penetration.
Are they penetrating me or do
well,
I have penetrate them?
A penis.
So what? Why I could penetrate them?
But it can go one way or the other.
That's true.
Do I have to top or bottom?
It depends on how you're comfortable, I guess. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. See. All right.
Yeah.
I need to know. Do I have to come?
That's a lot of variables.
Yeah, I have to come.
that's a very valid point.
There's you know.
So assuming that these are both like post-op, is that how we're just like deciding that it's a man with a vagina or a woman with a penis? How far post-op are they? That makes a difference too. If it's
gonna,
a woman
I'm
with a penis, does she got
that,
boobs still?
I'm gonna assume it's like fucking total dude vagina and like or like
total woman penis. Dude,
yeah.
That's easy for me. Total woman penis.
Total woman.
Yeah, I think
best
that's
of both
the easy answer. I think because here's the deal: you can like go anal and then just pretend there's you know you're just kind of like
until it's like a man groaning.
Yeah, but if you're doing anal with a woman with a penis,
or you hit that fucking prostate and they just end up coming all over your stomach. Come on, man.
Ooh.
Wait, I'm hitting it from behind.
Yeah,
you think
yeah.
I'm doing? Why do
I'm
you
not
assume
that.
I'm doing POV? Why are you doing missionary? This is against God. I don't want to look into their eyes.
You are married. Look at that. It's like, yeah, no, in traditional. Just lay on down.
No, he's not married. He's still talking about people coming.
Okay.
The
Oh, shit. Okay.
He didn't get all those kids for no reason.
Yeah.
That's true. And I didn't just have to have a vasectomy for no reason either. Let's see. Would you rather give the first 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%?
How long of a time span are we talking
here? Well, yeah, what's the 90% are we talking? 90% is it...
Is it good head is the real thing?
Yeah.
So, basically, it just, you know, say it's just right up until they're about to come. And then you got to pull it out and somebody else has to finish. Or would you rather just the last 10 seconds and get it?
But I mean, but okay. I have, again, qualifying questions.
So would you rather spend 15 minutes?
15 minutes?
5, I don't know.
How long does it take for you to come?
An hour or two.
Hour or two? That is
That's
a
why he's
if
able
like
to have children.
Head the whole time? Huh? Sorry. Continue with your conversation.
So no, I need to hear this portion.
So it's
from
a,
the other side.
So it's a blowjob for an hour and a half?
I'm just saying that. I mean, use whatever time frame you want. Would you rather do the first 90% or the last 10%?
First 90. Because.
Uh huh.
If I have to finish that off, if I get to choose where that's going, then that one is on me.
Where does it go? It's literally on
me. Yeah, no, that's definitely.
Literally.
I hope it's
you
not on
swallow.
Me.
Swallow. Here's the thing. Can I also say this?
Might be interesting.
When guys ask if, you know, if a girl swallows, I got to tell you, I don't care if they swallow. I'm more interested, like, do they transport? Because, like, I just don't want it with me anymore. What happens with after I'm done with it is your business. You could spit it in a goldfish bowl, potted plant. Well, yeah, I don't give a shit. I just know I don't want it in or on me. So, like, you don't have to swallow it. I'm a gentleman. You can take it and do whatever you want with it, right? It's more transportation than spitting or swallowing.
How many crusty clothes, like articles of clothing, do you have upstairs right now?
All of them.
Oh, man. Yeah. From me or from other people?
I know I have one article up there, so we're good.
Yes, there you go. Just one. I'm gonna go. I think I got to go first 90. I feel like I'd be ambitious and I'm a go getter. I'd get to that last 10% real quick.
What would you rather have?
I mean, as a woman receiving head,
mm-hmm.
I have to say that.
Wait, receiving giving. No. You're giving.
Giving? Oh, I would fucking rather give the last 10%. I don't want to fucking give them a blowjob for an hour and a half and then have them like, oh, that was like a lot of hard work. And then they're like, okay.
You're like the cleanup pitcher.
Yeah.
But
no,
receiving
no,
on the receiving end, though.
You're like the Albert Pujols.
That also depends on how good they are, because it's awkward. Like, it's awkward receiving bad head. You're
tell
like,
me about it.
Yeah, I would rather just get the last 10% and be like, all right, that's good. I can sleep now.
I can sleep now. You just roll over.
It's like, and I'm out.
Have you ever asked someone to stop?
It's nice for girls because you can just push on their forehead and be like.
You can do that for guys.
Yeah, no, the girls get the easy one, like the boop. Yeah. Just like that. Nah, yeah.
Boop. That's I'm done.
Yeah. Here's the thing. As a guy, never just been like, okay. You need
I
to
have.
Stop.
I did one. It was so bad. I'm like, you got to stop.
I don't remember ever. I can't
recall. I did.
There's
one.
Been so many.
Like, how bad's bad?
Bad. Like
cutting,
like a lot of
cutting
teeth,
you up or
a lot
what?
Of just not.
Cutting I, you like, up. This is,
braces?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. She was, listen, don't, you know, don't junior high
Kettle
bad
Falls.
Place. Okay, Jeremy, what's.
Would you rather, let's see. Go down on your grandpa or have your grandma go down on you?
Grandma.
Oh, fuck.
Grandma for sure.
My grandpa's not my birth grandpa.
Once again, do I have to
so
come?
So that makes it okay. Yeah.
Can I if I want to?
In theory.
Yeah. I mean, can you handle, can you stop yourself?
I feel like my grandma, I wouldn't be able to stop myself. It just happened.
Yeah.
She's got to be true. Good. I bet she gives a great blowjob.
Exactly.
Oh.
Wait, now?
Hold on.
Saliva glands.
Her now
how
or
can you
her?
Talk about your grandma like that?
To completion or no?
Yeah.
To completion.
She's dead, so am I just fucking a corpse? Am I like face fucking a corpse? What's happening?
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, then that for sure.
There's a special kind of lube for everything.
Yeah, listen, I'm down.
Just the dirt and worm juice. That'd be perfect.
Brings a new meaning to the term skull fucking. Yeah. Literally just fucking a skull. Yeah, I would. I did do grandma. Fuck it. Who cares?
Samesies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Wait. Although I feel like my grandpa earned it. Listen, my grandpa on my dad's side had 14 kids. He's got to be throwing good dick. I feel like that's a dick I might want to suck. I'd be like, dude, you're fucking killing it. You're killing game somehow. There's something up with you. I need to know. I got you got secrets I need to tell. Open up that vault.
Yeah, drink that knowledge straight from the tap.
Yeah, that's right.
What about you?
I answered already. So I'm just like it's really like I. We need to move on to the next question.
Okay, have sex with children or nursing home residents?
Children.
Oh, nursing home residents.
Wait, hold on. When we say children, why do you know their age?
You talking about like these Thaddeanas, 14?
Under the age of 18.
Under the age of 18.
How under?
Come down, R. Kelly. Like,
okay.
Questionable or?
Yeah.
It's
like,
questionable if they're under 14 already.
14?
He said 14, right?
He said
14. He said 18. Oh, I thought he said 14 at some point.
You said you wanted to move on. We could have stayed on the last question. You did this to yourself.
I still stick with my nursing home residence answer.
If it's here's the thing.
If it fits, you sits. What is this?
Like, I need to know their birthday in relation to, you know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed flying flight 907 into the first tower. Like, that's how far away after that were they born? That's.
Well, let's see. That was, 2001? So, let's see.
They'd all be legal.
They'd all be legal now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how
they were born after?
How far after is my question. Was it like,
we'll just say
how long it takes for them to make a new Star Wars
school.
Movie after, or
they're learning about September 11th in middle school. We'll say that.
Oh man!
In middle school,
you want to play it safe? You just say nursing home.
Yeah, nursing home. Sorry.
So how old does that make them?
God.
I mean, anywhere between 12 and 14, I think is what.
Oh.
Yeah, that's.
They don't even
do they eat a lot
yet.
Of chicken?
Steroid tennis.
Good. I just.
Antibiotics.
I just need to know what their diet's consists.
Oh,
I feel like for legal reasons, I'm supposed to say I would bang elderly people.
It's like a you
might get
of
syphilis.
Logistics too. Yeah. Well, yeah, you might get
that's
syphilis,
true.
But get on their good side. They put you in their will. You bang them so
true.
Good that they have a heart attack. Maybe, hopefully.
Which I would.
Yeah, and then bing, bang, boom.
Fucking kill it. Literally.
Yeah.
I'd murder that pussy. Literally.
Last one. Would you rather have sex with the hottest person you know dead or the ugliest person you know alive?
Dead.
Dead.
100%. How soon?
Actually,
is the body still warm?
Jesus.
Did they like just die?
Yeah, has rigor mortis set in yet?
Yeah, that's my question.
It would obviously have to do anything with it.
Ooh.
Doesn't have to.
Yeah.
I mean.
Been listening to a lot of Sword and Scale lately. Technically, you can just murder them and then... Just do what you want.
Yeah. When you say
you guys are looking at me like you guys want to have sex with my dad.
When you say have sex with, like, do I get to? Do I have to take him out? Dress him up?
Whole fucking Pornhub shit. Like,
ooh,
oof.
So we're dressed up like dinosaurs. Okay.
Are you the purple one, or which one are you?
I'm every color of the rainbow at that point. I think I. Yeah, you got to go dead, right? I wouldn't. Yeah. I know some pretty ugly people, man.
That's how I'm deciding in that one.
Oh, okay. Follow-up question to that. So you're having sex with them, meaning that you can't just close your eyes and pretend it's somebody else?
No, you can feel the maggots.
No, I'm saying if they're alive.
No, yeah, no, same.
Oh, I get to feel the maggots,
You can't
too?
Just, like,
shit.
Lay there. You have to actually be
Count
the one
in.
Doing the
fucking... You gotta go full on. But you can still feel the maggots.
I'm still talking about the live people.
And so am I.
That's fair. Yeah, at that point, probably dead.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to jump on that boat, too.
We all would rather have sex with dead people than ugly people. Yep. That's messed up, man.
No. Not just ugly people. Like the ugliest person you've ever met.
Straight up fugly people.
Who do you think the ugliest person you've ever met is?
Do you want me to name drop on this or what?
Name them.
I don't know, man, but I've met some pretty ugly people. Did I know, like, personally still? I don't know. That's hard to, yeah. Really hard.
I was going to say, you definitely weeded that crop down from the people you used to associate with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've met so many people in my life that it's hard to know, like, the ugliest. The
absolute. I'll go through your Facebook.
The real question is, though, would you have sex with my dead body, Deez?
What about your live body when you're underage?
I mean, that's always an option.
Yeah, so, well, I guess we...
We're conceded. It's okay. Let's do this.
All right. That's it. All right, Sophie, news.
Okay, all right.
And on that segue.
Back to this. That was fun, Jeremy. You should do more of that.
Well played, good sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to name three articles.
Okay.
Penn State professor moonlighting as Uber driver accused of kidnapping, harassing two. And then this one just says, the best Florida man stories. We just talked about Florida. I think that's like...
What was the first one?
That a Penn State professor moonlighting as an Uber driver is accused of kidnapping and harassing women.
That's bound to happen.
Yeah. It is Penn State, let's be honest.
Should I just go ahead and delete that? All right. All right. Deleting that. We've got Florida man stories. We've got man inadvertently proves that hipsters look alike by mistaking photo as himself. And I did read part of this article, and it is pretty fucking stupid.
I need to know about that.
Okay.
I need to know about that, too.
So, while this fucking thing loads... Okay, never mind. It's loading. It's fine. Okay. So, it's a running joke that male hipsters all look alike with their flannel shirts, thick beards, and other seemingly off-brand attributes. But a comical incident in the MIT Technology Review might just prove that they all really do look alike. The publication recently published an article on a study out of Brandeis University about the quote-unquote
hipster... Pronounced Belarus.
Fuck you. Which studied how... Nonconformists usually act unconventionally in the same way to end up being exactly the same. Okay, I'm not going to read this whole article, but basically this is what happened. This guy saw a photo as like the like, you know, photo caption of something about hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
He thought it was himself and tried to sue them.
He couldn't recognize a picture of himself.
Figured out that it wasn't actually himself. So he just proved them right.
To be fair, these guys are pretty high on peyote most of the time. I mean, they're up at Barter Fair getting fucking hammered, fucking smoking, you know, butt chugging, knick-knick, and getting real high. So yeah, who's gonna know what they look like? Also, why? So he saw a picture of him of what he thought was himself,
mm-hmm.
and then he sued them because he thought it was him, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Does it give a description of what he was wearing?
Yeah. So this is the photo. Flannel. A total stereotypical flannel beanie.
Okay.
He said he thought it was a mildly photoshopped picture of himself. So a few days ago, we ran a piece in Tech Review about some research purporting to explain the hipster effect. Oh yeah, that's what I just said, that people who try to be different end up often being very similar. And so he wrote an angry email. Turns out that the model who is actually in the picture signed a model release. And then he was like, wow, that's embarrassing. And like, admitted that he's stupid.
Well, he's a hipster, so he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these guys that want to look, they all look exactly, it's you go anywhere and you're like, why, what is happening? So if you're a girl.
Sure.
Ish. What is the deal with guys, you know? Because I feel like they're, I don't understand most of them now. Because they all come out, they all look exactly the same. I don't understand why they're dressing how they dress and what they're doing. What's going on? Can you tell us, give us some insight?
Yeah, because I know how the male mind works.
Yeah, you hang out, you dated and stuff. So what's going on?
Yeah, dated for sure. you know what? I think that... what's going on? That's a really broad question.
Do you like the...
the hipster look?
The hipster look, the man of the woods look.
There's a really fine line between, man out of the woods, that's a fine look. But man who looks like he's a gay guy trying to look like the man out of the woods, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with being gay. But I think if you're trying to attract women, it's really hard. It's a really fucking fine line because you find guys who don't give a shit about how they look and they don't give a shit about their appearance. And then they're like, I'm a really nice guy. Why don't women like me? And it's like, maybe because your teeth are yellow and you smell like you just fucking stepped out of a gym. And then there are guys who like care so much about their looks that you're just like, wow, you are just so like manicured or whatever, and you must really care a lot about yourself. That's how my ex was, the one who I do the long bit about.
Yeah.
He like literally walked out of the shower one day. He had like a towel on. We were like at his parents' house or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like he like looked to his mom and his dad and he's like, how do you guys feel that you made this? And he like,
how long did you date this guy for? This is a real question.
I'm not gonna answer that.
Years. Okay.
If you can consider that, because the first year was long distance and the second year was long distance.
So you could have just said 2 years for long distance.
Yeah, but the difference between the first and the second year was that I actually like moved down to live with him, but then he was still gone all the time.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Thank fucking
this
God,
is a Christian,
though.
Okay. Male American psycho shit.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I always thought he was gonna kill me if I stayed with him, but only because he wanted to know what it felt like, you know,
to
not
because
he actually cared so much that he wanted to kill me.
All right. Let's do one and a half more. I'm getting sleepy, it turns out.
Okay. So hipsters are done. That is an article for a different time.
What's the Florida man thing?
Florida man. Best Florida man stories. Okay.
Florida man coming from Florida.
Okay.
Doing
Wait,
Florida
what?
Things.
Where are you? Uh-huh. Okay. Throwing alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru window.
That already sounds good.
That checks out.
Florida.
So that's classic.
Oh, his picture too.
Florida,
like,
man.
It's like an ugly Paul Rudd.
Damn.
Okay. Classic example. So-called Florida man. These are all the best Florida men. Florida man steals $33,000 worth of rare coins, cashes them in Coinstar machine for $29.30.
What? How does would that happen?
You're Florida. From Florida. That's how that happens.
Okay.
Florida woman holds up mail truck with toy gun, flees on tricycle.
Oh yeah, that's I remember that one.
Florida man and reptile store owner slapped his employees with a bearded dragon lizard after swinging it around in the air. He also put the lizard in his mouth during the odd attack.
That sounds sexual.
Don't they have salmonella?
For sure.
What's that?
Don't they carry salmonella?
Reptiles?
Yeah.
I think turtles do.
I think bearded dragons do too.
Google it.
Okay. I'm just going to keep reading these while
it's
he Googles
that.
It's
either that or eat at fucking Chipotle, one of the two.
Naked Florida man danced.
No, I just assumed they were all naked. Yeah. Somebody yeah, yeah. Got clothes on?
It's how you picture
okay.
Them.
Well, okay.
He danced in a fire and chanted in gibberish while wielding a knife. When officers arrived on scene, he grabbed a large wooden stick and started swinging it at them. Police later guessed that Hennessy may have consumed... Wait. His name was Hennessy. So police later guessed that Hennessy may have consumed psychedelic mushrooms.
Did you swing some things at people?
Listen, I've done a lot of mushrooms. I've never done that. I feel like that's more like bath salts. Yeah, that's bath salts. That's not mushrooms.
Yeah, I like how the guy who fucking ate that other dude's face isn't even on here. I'm already at number 8.
And you haven't made it to guy who eats guy's face?
Yeah.
He doesn't crack the top 10?
Florida man was released from jail on auto theft charge. Soon after he walked out the door, he broke into another car in the jail's parking lot, but he didn't notice a deputy sitting in the car that he had just tried to break into. Are you fucking kidding me? So he was caught and marched right back into jail for a second attempted auto theft charge. Of this story, Cohen asked, can you get a better Florida man than that?
It's hard to. Yeah. That's good. Florida always fucking always delivers.
Never ceases to amaze.
All right. I think we're wrapping up. Sorry.
So bearded dragons do carry salmonella, but the chances of catching it very unlikely unless it shits in your mouth. So on
or unless
end.
You hold it
depends
in your
on
mouth.
What you're into.
Yeah.
So
tail first.
That's right. All right. So Z, so before we get out of here, tell people where they can find you, find the mixes, all the info.
Yes, sir. So facebook.com/Zeeswood and then on SoundCloud as well, soundcloud.com/Zeeswood.
And that's Eastwood with a Z at the beginning.
Yes,
just
sir.
Like sound. So go check it out. Check out the new mix dropping this Friday. Get that and also go to River City Productions and Events, and maybe soon we'll be doing your wedding. Hit us up, guys. And let's see. Guys, go to pantspending.com. Check out all the shows on the network. Go to Patreon/pantspending, and you can do a one-time donation or subscribe to the all the exclusive behind the scenes content. And also, guys, check it out. Go to where are we going to be? I will be in Seattle. I'll be at Chakabra and some other places in Seattle this weekend. So check all the dates for that. I'll be at the Spokane Comedy Club on the 30th and on June 31st or May 31st. Michael Gladstone and I will be kicking off our nearly famous tour. Spring tour at Shooters in Lewiston. Then we'll be on our way through Idaho, Montana, or all over the place. So go to Dee's Comedy /calendar, check out all the dates, or visit Nearly Famous on Facebook, like, and check out all the dates we're going to be hitting up, guys. All right, so for the social hour, I am Dee's, and for Zeeswood and Sophie, Jeremy, thanks, guys.
Thank you all so much.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Kettle Falls, everyone who's seen me on mushrooms, Paul from Pendleton, Oregon, Russians, hipsters, and Florida man. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. Russia is the world, Florida.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production
and part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!